I was born on April 13, 1918, in Okemah, Oklahoma. I'm a full-blooded Indian from the Creek tribe, Muscogee Nation. I am 87 years old, and I'm still here for a reason, but I don't know what it is. There must be something more that I'm here to do. My father was traditional, and my mother was a devout Christian and leader in the Baptist Church, so I grew up learning both Christianity and the traditional ways of my people. I also learned Creek medicine ways from two teachers who chose me when I was 18 years old. Their names were Daniel Beaver and Dave Lewis, and they came from two different clan lineages. I studied with them while attending the All-Indian Bacon College in Muscogee, Oklahoma, and I continued to study with them for many, many years. The story of my people is that a very long time ago, a heavy fog rolled in and surrounded everybody and everything. People gathered together in groups in different places in the fog. The animals and birds were scattered among them. One day a wind came from the east and blew the fog away. One group was near a field where they had been planting potatoes, so they became known as the Potato Clan. Others were named after animals that were among them when the fog lifted: bear, bird, deer, and so on. The group that was in the east had no animals or birds, so they became known as the Wind Clan, because the wind that blew the fog away had come from that direction. That's how clans came into being in our tribe. To be a member of a clan is to have particular responsibilities for the self, for the clan, for the society as a whole. The Bird Clan must respect the air. The Wolf Clan must respect the property of others, of what we call the two-leggeds, or people. The Bear Clan is a protector of not only their own family, but others as well. Bears are known to walk around a camp to see if there's anything harmful. There are many, many ways in which clan members fulfill their responsibilities. The common responsibility the clans share is respect. So, the first thing for you to know about me is that my mother is of the Wind Clan, and my father is of the Bear Clan. That tells you something right there. My great-grandmother, Yebi, died on the forced relocation called the Trail of Tears when she and others were made to march from the southeastern part of the United States to Indian Territory, which is now the state of Oklahoma. Our people were forced by our own government to leave Alabama and Georgia and walk all the way from there to Fort Gibson in Indian Territory. Soldiers on horseback herded them, kept them moving. They left their farms. Our people were agriculturists. Their homes, their crops in the fields, everything. When people died along the way, no time was allowed for decent burials. They dropped the bodies into ravines and put rocks or sticks over them and went on.